The long and hot days of summer are here. It's the perfect time for children to enjoy or discover the joys of reading. We turn to three booksellers around the country for their recommendations for summer reading. We start with Sheila Egan. She's the manager of A Likely Story Children's Bookstore in Alexandria, Virginia.
With picture books, right now my favorite is Mr. Seahorse by Eric Carle. It's luminous, the quality of the colors are fabulous, it's just a splendid book.
What's so special about this one?
Mr. Seahorse is a science book and a nice little story about a father who's taking care of his children, as seahorse males do. But it's also a look at the other male creatures in the ocean that care for their young. And so you meet a pike fish with his eggs planted on him, various other fish that the seahorse father proudly announces that he's taking care of his babies, and the other fish are doing a good job as well.
Mr. and Mrs. Seahorse drifted gently through the sea. Mrs. Seahorse began to wiggle and twist this way and that. "It's time for me to lay my eggs," she said. "Can I help?" asked Mr. Seahorse. "Oh, yes, thank you," said Mrs. Seahorse. And she laid her eggs into a pouch on Mr. Seahorse's belly.
Other books on your list?
One that I've liked a lot is a reissue by Eleanor Horowitz with Barbara Cooney illustrations, and it's called When the Sky is Like Lace, and it's about that magical time of evening when the sky has turned that special purpley color and maybe the moon is visible and the light has a quality all its own, and it's just a marvelously written book full of magical words like bimulous, when the night is bimulous, and you have to just imagine what that might mean because you can't find it in the dictionary.
If you plan to go out on a bimulous night when the sky is like lace, here are some of the rules you must remember. If your nose itches, don't scratch it. Wear nothing that is orange, even underneath. And if you have a lucky penny, put it in your pocket because on bimulous nights when the sky is like lace and the trees are dancing and the grass is like gooseberry jam, it's a good idea to be prepared, because you never know.
So it's lovely, lyrical language. It's been fondly remembered by a lot of people, and the publishers realized that this book had a place to still be a seller as well as to keep a part of history alive, and so they reissued it.
That was Sheila Egan, the manager of A Likely Story Children's Bookstore in Alexandria, Virginia. We turn now to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Johann Hauser Ulrich. He's a bookseller and storyteller at the Wild Rumpus Bookstore in Minneapolis. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, no problem.
So when folks come in and they want a summer reading recommendation, what's on your list?
Well, I've got quite a few suggestions. Jules Pfeiffer, who's a well-known cartoonist, has written a lovely book that's just come out this year called The Daddy Mountain, in which an intrepid young girl takes on the very daunting task of climbing her father. And each page is a sequential step in her journey, and it's very suspenseful. She first climbs her father's shoes, then his shins and his legs. There's sort of this cliffhanger feel to the book that makes it ridiculous, but a lot of fun to get into.
Other books on your list?
Oh, this is fun. We have The Best Pet of All by David LaRochelle, illustrated by Hanako Wakayama. And this is a book about a little boy who wants a dog very badly, but his mother puts her foot down on all fronts and denies him this perk.
On Monday, I asked my mother if I could have a dog. "A dog is a good pet," I said. "No," she said, "dogs are too messy."
So he asks her, "Well, if I can find a dragon, can I keep that as a pet?" And not believing that he can find one, she agrees. So the kid looks around in the neighborhood, the parks, the library, and lo and behold, he finds one at the local drugstore. And this book is appealing because it's got sort of a 1950s feel to the illustrations, sort of a Dick and Jane feel, but at the same time, it's a little bit mischievous, a little bit naughty. It's just a very delightful book. Should I keep going?
Yep.
Next up, we have Granny Torelli Makes Soup. This is by Sharon Creech, who's a Newbery Medal winner, and It follows this little girl who has a blind friend named Bailey, and he teaches Braille to another girl at school, and she gets quite jealous. And so the book takes place in the kitchen with her grandma Torelli as she's making Italian soup. And basically it juxtaposes Granny Torelli's childhood growing up in Italy with her granddaughter's experiences in the neighborhood with Bailey. And it deals with themes of jealousy and affection and friendship and betrayal in a very light yet mature way.
It explores that wonderful oral tradition also.
It definitely does. It definitely does.
That's Johann Hauser Ulrich, storyteller and bookseller at Wild Rumpus Bookstore in Minneapolis. Finally, to Colorado, where Judy Bulow is a buyer for the Tattered Covered Bookstore in Denver.
I have a wonderful series called the Chet Gecko Mystery Series. About third or fourth grade readers or very good second grade readers would love it. But he is a boy who... he's very imaginative.
The term boy used loosely here.
You're right, he's a boy gecko. And he imagines himself to be a detective.
A private message from the private eye. Sooner or later, temptation knocks on everyone's door. Some of us throw the deadbolt. Some ask it and offer up a hot cup of cocoa. It all depends on your character. Of course, as my mom likes to point out, having character isn't the same as being a character. Some say I'm the best detective at Emerson Hickey Elementary. I hate to argue when they're right.
He's always trying to solve mysteries, and he always wears a fedora and a trench coat and has his assistants helping him. They're really fun. And then for the older kids, there's a book called Feed by M.T. Anderson, and this is a wonderful book about a boy who is living in the future, and it's a dystopia, and it's probably 60 or 70 years from now, and what he has implanted in him is a transmitter.
Later that night, I had nightmares. Someone was poking my head with the broom handle. They tried to put it like in my ear. They said, whispering makes a narrow place narrower. Then came all these pictures, and I was seeing all over the world. And there were explanations, but I still was asleep, and I couldn't figure them out.
It sounds like it's very Orwellian, but it's a book that has very rough language.
Well, it does have some rough language. If I were selling it in the store, I would say it's a great, great book, but there are some words in it that, you know, may be objectionable. But there's also lots to think about in it. I think adults would love it as well as young adults.
Judy Bulow is a buyer for the Tattered Covered Bookstore in Denver, Colorado. Judy, thanks for talking to us.
Oh, it was my pleasure and happy reading.
We also heard from booksellers Sheila Egan and Johann Hauser Ulrich. You can see a complete list of their recommendations at our website, npr.org. And thanks to the Rischetti children of Arlington, Virginia, for reading some excerpts. They're JJ, age 6, Tiger, age 8, Shannon, age 10, and Danny, age 13.